John Robson, the far-right label shouldn't be misused so frivolously. Commentary. Apparently in the latest German election, the far-right AfD came second in vote and seat count. It seems an odd name for a party, but news stories consistently use it. Okay, the Times went with hard-right AfD, but maybe it's a translation issue. Now if only we knew what it stood for. Clearly, far-right means boo-hiss. But as a long-time news consumer, I cannot help thinking there must be some reason why it appeals to a rapidly growing number of voters, and we should know what it is even if we're against it. Instead, you can read these stories until your eyes ache, or your stomach, without getting much sense of what the party claims to believe or want to do. Presumably in a German context, far-right is a dog whistle about Nazism, since in woke world all cultures are equal but some are more equal than others. Hence NBC's typical alternative for Germany, a far-right political party under surveillance by intelligence services for suspected extremism, made huge gains in the German general election Sunday. But the party's rise into the political mainstream has appalled large swaths of a country deeply aware of its Nazi past. But if we try to get beyond the Hitler smear, where do we end up? The Guardian tells us, conservatives win German election but far-right AfD doubles support, and later that it was buoyed by anger about immigration, violent crime and high energy costs. So, is it far-right to oppose violent crime? If so, I imagine there'd be a lot of far-right voters across the globe and the political spectrum. As with high energy costs. Which only leaves, immigration. As the Times says, Friedrich Merz is expected to start negotiations with the Social Democratic Party after winning the national elections, but the hard-right alternative for Germany doubled its support. After much favorable attention to Chancellerin-waiting Merz's plans to ignore this electoral CRI decur, it finally mentions the AfD's plans to crack down on mass immigration. And its self-description as a Volkspartei. And its desire to cut taxes, raise pensions, restore a national currency, turn Germany's nuclear plants back on, and import Russian natural gas. Frankly, rather a grab bag. But clearly a popular one. As the Times eventually concedes, the AfD was dominant not only in its traditional East German heartlands but also among working-class voters across the country, winning 38% of their votes. It also performed strongly among the under-45s, coming first in the 25-34 age bracket. So something in its platform is attracting constituencies progressives thought they owned. But if it's not a desire to refight Stalingrad but win this time, whatever can it be? And what makes it far-right? The famous libertarian World's Smallest Political Quiz asks respondents about both economic and social freedom, claiming conservatives like the former but not the latter, liberals the reverse, statists or sometimes authoritarians like neither, and libertarians like both. Which is useful, though many who favor social freedom seem authoritarian about it, and I'd add a third axis, lawful lawless, because an outfit like Antifa holds many beliefs liberals share while rampaging in ways many of them deplore. I also commend Thomas Sowell's division of the public policy world into just two fundamental camps, a constrained vision that believes in trade-offs and the lessons of history, and an unconstrained one that believes in a pure heart and a fresh start. But the key thing is to ask first what people think, and propose, and only later pass moral judgment, instead of using far-right as a rhetorical bludgeon that stuns you and not the target. If we did so with the AfD, we'd see an odd mix of left and right policies, not some consistent Calvin Coolidge philosophy. And that, like many other populist insurgent parties, its core appeal seems to be to people who think Western civilization is a good thing, so deliberately flooding your country with newcomers who neither share nor admire its traditions is a ghastly, even sinister error. If it were put on the ballot in that form, it might turn out to be hugely popular. As it has anyway, with some rough edges made dangerously rougher by the establishment's tone-deaf, baffling sneering. As when soon-to-be Chancellor Mabey Mears called the AfD surge really the last warning sign to the political parties of the democratic center in Germany to find common solutions, meaning his conservative Christian Democrats would ally with the just-drubbed Social Democrats, who being socialist are either unlabeled by the press or flagged with an unthreatening left-leaning, to make sure the public gets what it should want and not what it does want. This political equivalent of a conspiracy in restraint of trade might be the key reason the AfD is gaining traction. Not because it's far right or even consistent, but because it wants to put the self-government back in self-government, and mainstream parties and media are openly, crudely appalled.